Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We got Michael Bagnera coming in the next segment. We'll have open phones while he's on with us. With your questions or comments on any issue. I haven't even gotten into the Herman Cain news, the FEMA takeover alert news, the McCain saying that there's going to be a third party, no kidding. A bunch of big polls showing Ron Paul can and will win, and we get behind him. Amazing threats out of Iran to use low-intensity, asymmetrical guerrilla attacks all over the West. If they're attacked, well, that just guarantees the West will probably attack them then because they want that political distraction. I mean, that's why they're getting ready with the checkpoints and things. This is the excuse to really, really take liberties while the banks rape us. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Chris in New York, then Rudy and others. Go ahead, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. It's kind of timely you're having Michael Bagnera on. Last week, Jesse Ventura said he would consider running under the third party if they asked him. So I emailed everybody in the Libertarian Party I could find email addresses for and, you know, just threw that idea by him, see if they knew it. Not many of them really knew that idea, but they do now. So I don't know if you can put the Libertarian Party and Jesse in the same room or on the same phone line and get them talking.
I thought about this morning. I shouldn't just sit back and let them, never really get the news or let them have it fall through the cracks. I should get a hold of the president of the Libertarian Party. I think I've interviewed the last head. But whoever the head is now, I know most of them know who I am. I need to call them and get them on the horn and get them Ventura's number because he wants, I guess, the invitation to go to their caucus that there be some interest. Jesse should know the Libertarians. He needs to go in there and stick his snout in the trough and basically take it over if that's what he wants. It's all about that caucus voting for him. Jesse, I'll tell you, does not want to run for president. But if he gets called, he'll do it. And I guess I should stir up some more trouble and make sure that that happens.
To try and pass that message along to Jesse, and I'm just trying to make that connection. At least get that, at least first dialogue, you know. At least we'll be trying to get them talking.
Well, listen, do me a favor on that subject. We have it all written up nicely with the video link of Jesse Ventura talking about it. If you go to Infowars.com, it's poll, Ron Paul third party bid can transform 2012 election. And it goes on to say Paul Ventura ticket would pose greater threat than Ross Perot's 92 campaign. And they've got ballot access. And if Ron Paul doesn't win the Republican nomination, if it's not clear he's going to get it here in about 3 months, we'll know by March, it's time to supercharge. But they should have Ventura in the wings ready if Paul doesn't do it. So it's a powerful 1-2 punch. This article breaks down all the numbers. We're going to cover it later in the hour. Get this article out to everyone. Ron Paul's also won another big straw poll, and he came in second in another big poll, only to Romney. Very, very exciting news.
We can just, I don't have the context that you do, so if you can kind of maybe get them together, you know, it'd definitely be helpful.
And no, I just need to get on the horn and try to get a hold of the head of the Libertarian Party. If they don't know how to get a hold of Ventura, I can make it easy for them if they want. I'm sure they can get a hold of his publicist, or if I can give them Michael Braverman's number if they want and his manager. I could just give him Ventura's home phone number. I know he wants to talk to the head of the Libertarian Party, but there you go. Everybody contact Libertarians. Tell them, get a hold of Ventura, get a hold of Alex Jones. But certainly the videos, the audio are out there. They must be living in a cave if they don't know this.
I don't know. It seemed like it was a surprise to them, but I think if we keep hammering them, saying, hey, you got to talk to them, reach out to them, hit them from all sides, you know. I guess you have better contacts with each of these individuals than I do, so this is my call out. Let's do this.
Yeah, no, they should encourage him to seek the Libertarian Party nomination for president. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Can you imagine Ventura in the debates with somebody like Herman Cain and Obama? Oh, my gosh. Or Mitt Romney.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we are in the thick of it yet again. Jesse Ventura, I can tell you right now, will run as the Libertarian presidential candidate. He will go and attempt to get their nomination at their caucuses coming up, and he would undoubtedly win if the Libertarian leadership contacts him and basically just shows him the ropes and shows him a little bit of interest. Quite frankly, the way the Libertarians work anyways is Ventura should just go in there and do it himself. But obviously, I know they've approached Ron Paul a few weeks ago, and they said, we'd like you to come over here if you're going to have a third-party run. Ron Paul has said he has no intention of that right now, but he's leaving it open and might do it if he doesn't win the Republican nomination. And he's got to say that because then they'll say, you're not really a Republican, you're not serious, when he's number two or number three in every poll. And people will say, well, what would you do if Ron Paul got the nomination and then Ventura was over there? Well, Ventura would just run as an auxiliary to kind of educate people about libertarian ideas and expose the TSA and probably just throw his support behind Ron Paul. The point is that they've reached out to Ron Paul. They should reach out to Ventura. And then we'll know by the time that election process happens. It happens after March. And by then, we'll know if Ron Paul is going to win in the primaries or not. They'll probably try to cheat him in New Hampshire like they already did. And then we'll see what happens in a few other states. But he's a lot stronger than last time. And then if it doesn't look like he's going to do it, by staying in there, he's educated folks, injected real ideas, been in the debates, showed what true libertarian constitutionalism is. He punches out. runs as a libertarian, and Ventura's ready to run as his VP. He's already said that. So if the Libertarian Party gets somebody like Aaron Russo or somebody like Bob Barr or somebody like Michael Bagnarek, those are all great people, prominent, well-known, great men, but Ventura's even more known, and he's great in the stump speech, and he's got very libertarian views, extremely libertarian when it comes to fiscal, libertarian, liberal-edged, but, I mean, yeah, he's right in the middle of the libertarians. And I'm telling you, it is a power-packed duo. I know politics. But regardless, if Ron Paul, who's already saying he's retiring but doesn't win, fades off, can you imagine Ventura? I mean, look. Here is John McCain today. In fact, I'll show you a document cam shot of this. This is out of Reuters. Fed up. McCain predicts rise of third political party. No kidding. In some polls, it's more than 80% are mad at both parties. 9% approval rating for Congress. They are ready for something new. Well, it's got to be viable, like a libertarian. It's got to be viable candidates. It's got to be somebody with name recognition. And not somebody like Newt Gingrich running on a third party. McCain predicts rise of third political party, says the public is totally angry that it's going to happen. No kidding. Well, here's the other article right here. Paul. Dealing with Ron Paul. Poll. Ron Paul third party bid could transform 2012 election. Paul Ventura ticket would pose greater threat than Ross Perot 92 campaign. Ross Perot went up to above 30%, then they threatened his family. He backed out. When he began, he was at about 5%. In national polls, Ron Paul is polling at 18% in the latest scientific poll. I've seen him as high as 30. He does much better against Obama in every poll than any other Republican. He's a true constitutionalist. He'll end the Federal Reserve. He'll cut back all these wars and military and this globalism. He's against the New World Order. He is the antidote to the cyanide at this level. And again, even if he doesn't win, he wins by putting out real issues, exposing the real enemy. So, Mark Henkel is the head of the Libertarian Party right now, and Jesse Ventura just wants to be shown around. And then he says he'll go through the process. So imagine for the Libertarian Party, who's got ballot access and all this, what a Ventura candidacy or even him involved in the caucus would do. Imagine. In fact, maybe he'd want to be vice president to somebody. He already said he would for Ron Paul. He just wants to be able to inject real issues. He is perfect. And some have said the Libertarian Party has had infiltrators in it over the years to make sure it didn't get going, because it is the strongest third party out there with ballot access and millions of voters. So if they don't reach out to Ventura at least, and I don't know Chris Henkel from a hole in the ground. I'm sure he's a great guy. In fact, his background looks good. Yeah, Mark Henkel. What was I calling him? Chris Henkel. It doesn't matter. I'm brain dead. Chris Henkel. Mark Henkel. See, I don't know him from a hole in the ground. I don't even know his name. Mark Henkel. I was trying to pull it up here. I was going from memory. You can go to markforchair.com. I guess that's his website when he was running to be the Libertarian Party head. And contact him. And contact the entire Libertarian. People are like, how do we contact him? Type in Libertarian Party. Then it gives you links to their site. Then you click on their site on the Libertarian National Committee, and it gives you all the people on the committee, and there it is. Now, perfect timing for the rest of the hour and 5 minutes into the next hour to have Michael Bagnarek, a good friend of mine, former Austinite, narrowly, he actually died, survived a heart attack, I guess it was a year and a half ago or so now. He's an American software engineer, political figure, former radio talk show host. He was Libertarian Party nominee for President of the United States in 04 elections and placed fourth in the race nationally by an independent Ralph Nader. 2 years later, he ran as Libertarian Party candidate in 06 congressional elections for the 10th congressional district seat. Bagnarek's political philosophy emphasizes individual liberty, personal responsibility, and strict adherence to the original interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. All of his positions arise from this foundation. In economics, Bagnarek believes in the laissez-faire capitalism, a system in which the only function of government is the protection of individual rights from the institution of force and fraud. He therefore opposes institutions such as welfare and business regulation. ConstitutionPreservation.org is his great website. We're going to get into all the new horrors, the open overthrow of the Constitution now. It's in full flames right now. We're going to get his view on everything that's happening, his take on it. But first, Libertarian Party, I mean, they've got a responsibility, I think, to run a really hardcore, focused candidate who will be an activist and who will attack the police state. Ventura has really woken up now. I've seen his policies as governor. He was a maverick, a real guy, but not very well informed at the time. Now he is. You just heard my rant, Michael, about him. What do you think he should do? Because he's wanting to be contacted by the Libertarians. What's your view on that?
I think that the Libertarian Party should at least reach out to him. If your background people will text me Ventura's phone number, I'll make sure that Mark Hinkle gets it.
So you know Hinkle?
I do know Mark Hinkle. He's a good man. I was there in St. Louis last year when he was nominated as our national chair. I've spoken to him fairly recently, and I will make sure that Mark at least gets Ventura's phone number. They may have it already. I spoke to someone about 2 weeks ago who suggested that they had invited Jesse to come and participate in a debate. I don't know that phone call. I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, Jesse Ventura talks to basically no one. And see, that's the issue, is that he's just his own guy, so it's hard to get a hold of him. I mean, I'm friends with him, and so I'm ready for them to talk to Libertarians right now. I'm ready to get this going right now.
Well, I can at least give Mark a phone number and do that much. At least we'll start the phone calls, you know, rolling.
Yeah, well, if you just have Hinkle call me up at the end of the show, I'll get him on the phone at three-way with Ventura right now, or I mean, whatever. I mean, I would give you Ventura's number, but I got to call him and ask permission, and he never wants me to give anybody his number. I was there when some billionaire industrialist wanted to get in contact with him, and he said no when I was out at this event. I mean, I don't want to say he's reclusive, but it borders on it that he just does. He goes out in public a lot, but he just doesn't like telephones. He doesn't have a cell phone, but we'll work on that. But obviously, I think Ventura would bring just a lot of energy and attention to the Libertarian Party. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Well, one of the reasons that Libertarians would love Ron Paul to run as a Libertarian candidate is to bring all that notoriety that he has with him. And so I think that it's possible, if not probable, that Libertarians would nominate a notable figure like Jesse.
Well, sure. Plus, he is a Libertarian. But more importantly, he's ready to be a placeholder for Ron Paul. He's ready to be VP.
I understand that.
I mean, he's the perfect candidate. He's ready right now. And again, folks, imagine Ron Paul's a lot better known than Ross Perot. Ross Perot was hardly known when he first ran. Ventura is super well known. I mean, these are both dynamite candidates. And again, I know Ventura, if Ron Paul was to get the nomination and Ventura was already going as a Libertarian, they would just become an auxiliary of Ron Paul while building up the Libertarian Party.
I believe that.
It's perfect then. All right, well, it's just everybody's calling me now that Ventura said this yesterday on the show and last week, and Ventura hadn't been contacted, or they don't know how to get a hold of him. So all of that's going on. And so now I'm getting emails, phone calls. People are like, get it going. So I'm just going to try to make sure that these groups meet up and that this happens, because there's no time like the present, especially because Ventura's going to have to stay here and not go to Mexico if he bites on this. And he's ready to do it. I mean, he's angry. Believe me, he's told me, Alex, I'm going to ride off into the sunset like George Washington to his farm. I'm sick of this. But now he's angry and he's ready to run for president. Okay, Ventura is ready. Strike while the iron's hot.
Well, I'll be sure to put you in touch with Mark Hinkle after the program.
Awesome. You are a sweetheart. Okay, Michael Bagnarek, again, let's give out his website, constitutionpreservation.org. I'm going to come back with some of my questions, but later in the hour, and then calls. What is on your radar screen front and center right now, Michael?
I've got a new menu item on my website for projects. I'm involved in something called Free America Now. One of the things that people have said for years is we need to have an umbrella organization that will combine the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, all these liberty-minded groups. Nobody wants to have an umbrella group over them. So the Free America Now is kind of like a support group to all of those other organizations. We want to provide resources and education and literature to help make each of those groups more efficient at what they are already
doing. So you're there to turbocharge all the other attack cruisers or wolf packs going up against Big Brother. Michael Badnarik's our guest, joining us via video Skype. You can watch us right now at InfoWarsNews.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I think that's kind of what Bagnarik was saying he heard a few weeks ago. And he is the former 2004 presidential nominee and candidate, so obviously he's got the inside scoop there. Very exciting. Now, Michael, you were bringing up this new educational group you've launched. I want to get more into that later and give out a website, or I guess they find it at constitutionpreservation.org. But what do you make of the coming out of the closet now of tyranny? Yeah, we got microphones and face scanning cameras listening and watching hidden everywhere. Yeah, we're going to arrest you if you videotape us. Yeah, we're putting federal checkpoints on highways. Yeah, we're going to just start taking all your rights. I mean, yeah, the CIA is going to be in your town. Yeah, we're tracking all the conservatives and libertarians and putting you on terrorist list. I mean, it's like they're trying like a archetype or a absurdist image of a police state. I mean, where it's like a joke. It's like one Homeland Security deputy director made jokes about Big Sis is listening and you won't know when. I mean, it's like they're, what are they doing? Have they gone crazy?
I think what they're doing, Alex, is trying to close the window. We have so many people who have woken up, and much of that goes thanks to you with all of your videos. Do you know that you and I have been fighting for liberty for the last 14 years that I know of? Because we started in Austin, Texas back in at least 1997 that I can think of. But these people are waking up. I think the powers that be realize that they have a small window of opportunity, and they have to rush to complete their program. We have the Tea Party, the Occupy Wall Street, the Oath Keepers, all these different organizations. I mean, you can't throw a stick without hitting a protest rally. And so I think we're getting down to, well, we're going to know in a year or two whether we've been able to restore liberty or not.
All right, your Skype is broken up a little bit. I'm going to have you stay on video Skype, but go to your home phone number if we can, or perhaps get your computer closer to you during a break, Michael, because I really want to be able to fully understand everything you're saying. But I heard most of it. I totally concur. They're now trying to finish a plan that they had over another 10, 20 years. They're trying to speed it up right now because they realize we're waking up to them. Because, Zbigniew Brzezinski last year told the CFR, he said, the world is awake and staring at the elite for the first time in history. We're in trouble. And so now they're just dispensing with, it's for your own good, and saying, hey, we're basically authoritarian thugs. Be scared of us. I mean, is that what you're saying? Okay, great. They're trying to fix this connection with Michael Bagnarik with us today, and I also want to go to your phone calls with him today. I tell you, it is just so overt. And now to see mainstream media try to go, it's reasonable to secretly record people and have microphones and cameras. It's reasonable to have the TSA stick their hands down your 5-year-old's pants. And then they say, you know what, we'll stop doing that. And then they, the next day, search all children. And then they just go, we're not going to stop. Michael, go ahead. So this is an attempt to intimidate us or to finish their program?
It is an attempt to intimidate us. A lot of people understand what is happening, but they really don't have the courage to stand up against it. There are still people who put their hands over their head and allow TSA to take a naked photo of them. I refuse to do that myself. I figure if I have to be, suffer the indignity of a search, then someone else is going to have to suffer the indignity of patting me down. But
that's a good point. I mean, the search is meant to intimidate you into taking the scanner, but in a way, it's by resisting them, it makes them do something just as bad and exposes them.
Well, the last few times I've had been pat down, the inspector that was patting me down was far more embarrassed than I am. I used to be a skydiving instructor, so I'm not terribly shy. And, I told him that I usually have to pay $30 for a massage like that.
but still, I mean, we can laugh about it. Again, it's meant to get in our personal space, though.
It is, and we need to start pushing back. We need to let them know that we are not afraid of them, that we are not going to tolerate these violations of our rights. And I think that eventually more and more people are going to do that. The Occupy Wall Street is, across the nation. I believe that they are well-meaning, but sometimes misinformed.
Let's talk about that, Herman Cain.
And the Fed.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, Herman Cain, and the Fed. Let's get into where you see the world going, how you would handle these federal checkpoints that violate Fourth Amendment, Tenth Amendment. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we'll take phone calls. Michael Bagnarek is our guest, and your audio's good now, my friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. BN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall.
All right, going back to Michael Bagnarek. Michael, you were making a point as we went to break, and when you're done making that point, I want to ask you, I mean, the system knows what they're doing, and they know they've created the derivatives between corporate mega banks and government. They know they're going to use the crises to offer their world government as the solution. Now that's all out in the open. Whereas years ago, you and I would be attacked for even talking about it because we were informed and the public wasn't. We were trying to inform them. And now, all over the country, you just pull up and they're looking at you like you're being inducted into a maximum security prison. And they jerk families out of cars. They search. And it's all for your safety because you're guilty until proven innocent. Because government's got to protect you from terrorists when you got a better chance of dying in a car wreck or a bolt of lightning or a bee sting or snake bite than being killed by terrorism. Then you look at terrorism and you find out most of it's manufactured and staged or provocateured. The underwear bombers put on the plane, the shoe bombers put on the plane, the Fort Hood shooters protected, Al-Qaeda's given control by NATO of Libya. I mean, it's incredible. So Michael Bagnarek, libertarian, activist, talk show host, author, I think you hit the nail on the head. People are angry. I'm on talk shows all the time, and they say, okay, I get it. You're right. I thought you were crazy. I mean, I get this every day when I do interviews. You're right. It's all true. Mancal Mueller this morning, he goes, what do I do? And so I'm going to do some news reports in the next week or so about what we do from my perspective. But people are all looking for some magic bullet. It's about rediscovering liberty, becoming an activist, waking others up, making personal decisions about what you eat, what you buy, who you support, and spreading the culture of liberty, setting brush fires in the minds of men and women, just like the decades of committees of correspondence before the Revolutionary War. We've got the people awake now, but we've got to fully inform them now and then start moving forward.
Well, I'm sure this happens to you, Alex, where people come up to you and say, Alex, all you have to do is, and then they give you their favorite idea. What I tell people is, don't tell me what I have to do. Go out and find the resources, make it happen, and then come back after you've been successful so that I can congratulate you. You know, you and I and Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, the four of us can't restore liberty alone. We need all of those people out there, those Americans, to do their part. They're part of the job. One of the things I was about to say was that Muammar Gaddafi is recently eliminated. But months ago, they took him out of the capital. And, I mean, any rational person would have been hiding on a desert island using some kind of a mask and changing their name. But when you're a sociopath, you just cannot conceive of losing power. And Muammar Gaddafi stayed around until they actually found him. I think that there are people like that in the American government who think they can get away with anything, that they can continue to intimidate us, continue to do our checkpoints, to frisk our young children at the airports, and that Americans will continue to tolerate that type of activity. And you and I both know that we will not tolerate it forever. That's what we're seeing now with all these protest rallies. And what I try to do is I try to give people practical things that they can do. The first thing that I recommend is they store up on food and make sure that they can feed their immediate family, convert their paper money to silver and gold or some commodity that they can trade when the economic breakdown happens. I also recommend strongly that they have some sort of a gun with ammunition so they can protect the food and silver. And finally, I get them to network with their neighbors. When you and I were growing up, Alex, we knew the neighborhood. All the parents in the neighborhood knew us. And there was a camaraderie there, a neighborhood. Now people live on the same block or in the same apartment building, but they don't know who their neighbors are. And so I recommend that they start to network with people, get to know them and trust them before the emergency happens.
Well, you're right. And again, you join us from a hotel lobby, I guess. So that's why people can hear a little bit of background noise there. But it's kind of quaint. So I like it. And, you know, it shows the reality of you out there on the road fighting the New World Order. Our guest right now is Michael Bagnarek. Michael, expanding on all of this, I agree with you. I think that analogy or that parallel with Gaddafi, he really thought, and he stood up for 6 months, that he would end up winning. And, you know, he fought to the bitter end because these guys do tend to get delusional. And this system thinks with all this high-tech surveillance and all this intimidation, they're going to win. But I've got news for them. At a certain point, people stop caring. And that's what's happened in Mexico. The government and the other drug cartels allied with it are fighting against other people that just don't care and have basically embraced a culture of macho death worship. And the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket. And that's what's going to happen across the West, is people just can't take it anymore. I mean, government, from what I've read and seen, I saw a police chief admit a few years ago that it was Baltimore, that they wear black uniforms to intimidate people and mask. Well, they have to understand it's not intimidating most people. Sure, some sheeple it does. It's making people hate you. It's making people see you as a threat, and then you act like one. And then you act like somebody in Nazi Germany. And so the opposite is happening. People, it's actually getting people out of their catatonic stupor. I mean, as long as the globalists were just siphoning off money and doing all these corrupt things and launching foreign wars and hiding the coffins, this could have gone on for a long time. But the fact that they want to squat on us and spit in our faces and boss us around all day, it's having the opposite effect. So I guess you're saying they're basically delusional?
Yes, very much so, some of them. It's really hard to put a label on, because who is government? I mean, government is a compilation of lots and lots of people. I'm sure that there are some people in government who still believe that they are doing the right thing, and they are, I mean, if you and I could sit down with them, they would be on our side and they would realize what's going on. But they have been trained that they just need to keep on doing the thing, be the cog in the wheel, make sure that nothing bad happens. One of the things that people are afraid of is to stand up for themselves. There is a county sheriff project that is underway. Sheriff Richard Mack, I'm sure you know, is trying to organize 200 sheriffs to come to Las Vegas in January to teach them about the Constitution, to teach them about their responsibility and their oath of office. Richard has invited me to come and assist by giving a presentation on the Bill of Rights. What we need your listeners to go to CSPOA, that's County Sheriffs and Police Officers Association.org, to contribute money so that we can pay to have these sheriffs flown to Vegas. The goal is to have 200 sheriffs trained and ultimately to sign a letter that we will mail to Washington, D.C., letting them know that these county sheriffs are not going to tolerate federal intrusion into the counties.
Well, I have a clip we're going to play here in just a few minutes where the police, to occupy protesters that are just at a park, they're told you're not allowed to be here. It's the penal code. And they say, what about the Constitution, right to assemble? And they say, that's trumped by the penal code. And they just make up these penal codes. They just make up these regulations. And now I see police all over the country, and I see cases where judges say, don't bring the Constitution in my courtroom. And I see police in their training manuals being taught it's bad. But the Constitution is what they swear an oath to. I mean, it's like those police training manuals we put out years ago that we were sent, where it says, don't trust someone and prepare to arrest someone who makes frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. And then we have footage of state police pulling Abby Newman over, no criminal record, naval veteran in town, in rural Virginia, going to buy canning equipment. And they first see a Patriot Games video with Harrison Ford on it. And they're so afraid of the phantom menace of Patriots that they get scared. Oh, we got to search you. Oh, my God, she's got a Patriot Games VHS tape. Oh, my. Harrison Ford, frightening. The word Patriot. Then they find a pocket Constitution, and they start actually hyperventilating. It's in Road to Tyranny, folks, if you think I'm joking. It's free all over the web, or you can buy the DVD from us. And they start hyperventilating and go, I can't believe we got one. And one kind of leans on the car and goes, and it's like a Saturday Night Live skit, like where they find a baby kitten and they're crawling up the wall in fear and urinating on themselves from the baby kitten. And they put her in handcuffs and take her to jail. And she went to court and got off for resisting. She didn't resist. They grab her, and she goes, ah, don't take me to jail. You know, kind of that involuntary pull back. And they go, we'll get you for that. But they're sitting there going, is she allowed to have this? And the cop's actually going, I can't believe she's got this. Oh, God. I mean, it's like they took these cops in and put them under a mind control machine or something where you go, look, Constitution. They're like, ah! And you're like, how did they get grown men like this, Michael? And by the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking about this. I'm not joking. In the same film, we cut to FEMA in Kansas City. In 2000, a firefighter sent us a huge room of cops, firefighters, and they're like, the number one terrorist is George Washington. And the men are like, that's right, that's him, he's the one. Who else is a terrorist? Thomas Jefferson? Good, good job. And it's this military type guy up there going, and these people are the enemy, and they're here today. They believe in what they're doing. It's all these rednecks going, right, we're going to get them. And I was sent 17 hours of this. I was sent 3 days of it. And so these cops are, and then they pull over a woman. They're like, she's got one of them constitutions. Meanwhile, they've sworn an oath to that, Michael. How did they get the police to literally be scared of George Washington?
I don't know what kind of mind control that is. A friend of mine was running for office and wanted to pass out copies of the Constitution on the university campus. The university would not allow it unless he put labels on each of the copies of the Constitution that said the university does not necessarily endorse the content of this material. I wouldn't have believed it, Alex, if I hadn't seen it myself.
Well said, my friend. You know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe George Washington. Did you see just 2 weeks ago they had news articles saying, is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And they had debates with law professors in the U.S. saying it may be illegal?
See that. I'm shocked to hear about it. That doesn't surprise me. But we are in an ideological war. We were in a war of words and a war of ideas, and we have been losing that war because the bad guys changed the definitions. They use these terminologies like assault rifle, and they give it this bad connotation, and the rest of us just kind of accept these terms, and we've been defeated before we even start. You and I have been pushing the ideas of liberty, individual rights, private property, personal responsibility. Those are the ideas embodied in the Constitution, and I think those ideas are starting to take hold again. In the movie V for Vendetta, the hero says, you cannot kill an idea, but you can let it die. If most of us stop thinking about liberty and freedom and private property, then the socialist communists, they win. And so I think we are seeing a huge resurgence of this idea that private property is sacred and that the government works for us, not the other way around.
Well, you're right. The founders didn't like eminent domain because they knew it would turn into taking land and not fully paying for it, or taking land if it wasn't 100% absolutely needed. And now all over the country, they take land and don't even pay you 10 cents on the dollar. I saw that in the Connecticut cases a few years ago where they would, if you challenged them in court and didn't take 25 cents on the dollar, they would actually charge you for the legal fees when you lost and take your house, bulldoze it, nice houses. Some of the houses were four generations old, family, and on those big triple deckers, and they just took it. I mean, it's getting crazy. My dad a few years ago was sent the Texas Landowners Bill of Rights. You know, they called it rights, and it said, we want to let you know Texas has changed the regulations that if anybody wants to put a pipeline across your property or the government wants to put power lines up or they want to take it, you're given 6 weeks to accept the terms. And if you don't accept that term, we just take it. And, wow, I got those rights. Well, thank you for informing me of that. I take what you offer. Or bye-bye. And then now all over the country, they're saying, well, you lived on this lake for 80 years in one case, and your parents grew up here. We're saying it's too close to the water. You got to tear it down now. I mean, it's
getting... in a movie one time. I think it was The Godfather. We're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. That's exactly the type of strategy that the government is currently using.
Yeah, you don't want to fly? Well, we're going to set up checkpoints and grope your wife there. And then these cops get together and they like just arrogantly walk over and do it. And I'm like, why are you staring at me like I'm a criminal? You just randomly blocked off the highway. I got someplace to go and you're waddling over here with your eyes trying to intimidate me. And instead I want to throw up on you. You sorry excuse for an American. You disgrace. By the way, we're going to come back and go to calls, but for all of our AM and FM and shortwave listeners and XM listeners, you're not going to hear us. coming up here at the bottom of the hour in 10 minutes. You won't hear the news. You won't hear the ad because, and then the stations will have to refund the money to the sponsors because somebody's going to take some of the time. Now, for 50 years, they've just made you put in a box that you dial to during an emergency to get the nuclear attack alert. Sounded reasonable. Now they've announced the government's going to be breaking in with announcements. And they said 6 months ago, Federal News Radio said Obama would have a 30-minute speech for you about how he's going to start breaking in on your cell phones with text messages, video messages, and on jumbo screens on street corners, commons, Walmarts, shopping malls, and grocery stores. And that's all going in. We've shown you the video. It's on the news. You are in a science fiction horror movie. It's 2011. It is happening. But because of outrage, Big Sis is in the news. She actually says, don't worry. That's the headline. Don't worry. It's only a test. But the stations don't even have a choice under their civil regulations to dial over to the system and report that the system's taking over. The government is wired in at the towers now and is going to be breaking in Michael Bagnarek in T-minus 9 minutes and 30 seconds here. But because everybody got so upset, they're now only going to make it 30 seconds, and it won't be our dear, gracious leader, Kim Jong Obama. I mean Mao Obama. I mean Joseph Obama. I mean Adolf Obama. But again, he's just a puppet. This has been set up a long time ago. So FEMA will be taking over. Oh, but on the internet soon they'll take over as well. But not yet. You'll still hear us there.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine
Michael Bagnarek is going to be back with us specifically on a bunch of topics tonight on the Nightly News. And boy, this is going to be a Nightly News you're not going to want to miss. Until the end of the month, we're doing a 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I keep meaning to plug this. Jeremy, will you go to the shopping cart at InfoWars.com? I kept seeing 14 films on DVD, but I knew I had more than that. It's 18 films, 18 of my 20-plus films, basically everything that's on DVD, for $99.95. And so, I mean, normally that'd be $360. You're getting 18 films, so that's pretty much your Christmas shopping right there. You're getting 18 of my films that, by the way, are incredible. You watch these from some of these from 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and you're like, whoa, all of this, he talked about it is exactly as he said it would be because we know what we're doing. We've studied history. We've got the Alex Everything Special available at InfoWars.com on the shopping cart. You can go up there. You can also call toll-free and talk to our crew. It is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The Alex Jones Everything Special, and that will end whenever shipping ends for guaranteed Christmas delivery, which I think is about like the 18th or something of December. So that's a deal we do once a year. We've never done a deal like that. $99.95. You save $260-plus bucks on that bad boy. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I want to go to call, so perhaps we'll hold Bagnarek. I know he's out there in a hotel lobby and it's noisy, but I don't care. I want to talk to him a little bit in the next hour so we can take some of these calls ahead of Paul Craig Roberts joining us. But you heard me getting into the issue of EAS. I was told by engineers and by the high-level Texas Association of Broadcaster people that they've been in meetings, this is years ago, and were told the feds are going to start taking over programming. Then Obama announced 6 months ago he's going to have a talk. He's going to personally give a speech in the test. Now they've pulled back from that. But the point is, they're really trying to get us ready for this, Michael. What does that mean?
It means that Americans are going to have to stand up. If we sit back and just allow it to happen, we're going to be a second Holocaust. You know, we're going to end up having people say, well, this should never happen a third time. Well, it shouldn't have happened the first time. It should never happen again. And it's going to take people to stand up and be brave and do the right thing. So continuing to listen to you, but getting out there and being active in all of these different liberty organizations would certainly help.
Well, here's an example. I know every day we have about 3 million viewers and listeners, one way or another, that listen. Okay, I'm selling our bumper stickers at cost right now, and I almost don't even want to plug that because it's brought the whole shipping department to a standstill. I had to hire 2 more people just to get the bumper stickers out at cost, so now I'm losing money because I had to hire more people to even be able to ship it, so I have to go up a little bit because of the 2 new shippers. It's insane back there, plastering them all over the place. But what about folks making their own bumper stickers or their own signs or their own banner hangs or their own local newsletter or calling to talk radio or go to city council? I mean, everybody has this image that they've got to overturn the system themselves overnight. Do an Access TV show. Study the Constitution. Start speaking to police officers. When you see cops doing something wrong, videotape them. Put it on YouTube. It's about all of us doing a little bit every day, Michael.
I agree. I agree completely. And again, these people need to come up with their own ideas, join the organizations that are already there. Contribute to Ron Paul, find Liberty candidates in your area, and don't just send them a small check. Get out there and volunteer. Walk the neighborhoods. Talk to your friends, your family, your neighbors.
Exactly. Stay there. We're going to break. You'll only hear us when we come back on the internet for some stations because it was going to be Obama completely taking over, but now they're just going to take over without the station's control here in just a moment. Folks, this isn't a game. You've got to get involved now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.